If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media on that platform, unless you're on Spotify. Then look for Catholic Audio Media as three words, all the others one word. Well, it is in fact Holy Week, and this is an interesting week for us to look at understanding the bigger picture. Now, let me give you an example. Yesterday, as I record this, we were doing the Stations of the Cross. And, of course, we have the stations not only in our church, but they're newly painted, which makes them more interesting. But if you look at the Stations of the Cross, you're going to notice some fascinating things depending on where you are, because every church has the same scenes, but obviously it's a different artist every time, so the portrayal is going to be a little bit different. And one of the things I always encourage people to do is to look at the Pharisees. Now, here is the reason why. If you look carefully at the Pharisees, you'll notice that they could care less that Jesus is suffering because they are determined to see him on the cross. And this is an important dynamic to see because you have several characters in there. You will have Jesus. You'll have one Pharisee, usually, sometimes more. You'll have the Roman soldiers, and depending on the station, you'll have people who interact with Jesus, such as the women, such as his mother, and also Veronica. But if you look at often the way the Pharisees are portrayed, it's this very angry, we want to see him die. As a matter of fact, in our own church, I pointed out to the people as we're doing the Stations of the Cross that you'll notice, I think it's where Jesus falls the second time, and you see this Pharisee behind the scenes. And what is his greatest desire? He doesn't care that Jesus has fallen. The one thing he really does not want to see is Jesus die there, because he wants to see him crucified. So it's really fascinating. Now, you have to understand that he is the religious person. Now, I want you to think this one through, because if we're reading, for example, the Johannine, which means from the Gospel of John, the Johannine account, you will realize that he is Jewish. But take that aside. Do you think that just because he happens to be Jewish, that if this scene happened elsewhere, it wouldn't follow exactly the same way? I can assure you it would follow the same way, because what we're dealing with is a humanity. That's why you don't focus on, wow, that's what the Jews did. Yeah, because that's who was there. That happened to be. But if it was somewhere else, the reaction would be the same, because it is very human. And the thing to look for is usually they are portrayed, first of all, they're never portrayed with any form of compassion. These are the Pharisees in the Stations of the Cross. Never portrayed, because they are determined that he must die. Why must he die? Well, Caiaphas says it, and it is that he has to die so that the Romans won't come in and wipe out the whole Jewish state, because of their fear that Jesus is a military reactionary, or a military, what's the word? A military rebel, we'll say. So that's the reason why they are saying he must die. And what happens 40 years after Jesus resurrects from the dead? The Romans come in and do exactly what people were afraid of. But they are determined to see Jesus die. Now, one of the things that's behind the scenes here is something really powerful. And I always bring up that I learned this from St. Maximus the Confessor. I learned this from reading his material. And he lived around the 7th century A.D., very, very, very deep, holy writing. He was an extreme ascetic, by the way, and he really lived to the deepest levels of Catholicism. And he was the one who explained that what you're actually understanding happening during the crucifixion is actually the demonic. This is the devil throwing everything at Jesus so that he would disobey the law for the slightest amount of time. And so this is real important material to understand how powerful this is that we're watching. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, during this time, we are asking people to always make sure you are praying for our program and ask the Lord to guide us where he wants to take our program. We are spreading the divine word on the AM, the FM dial, and digitally through our uplifting podcast. We believe in the power of prayer, and we kindly ask for your support in praying for the mission of our programming. Your prayers are our foundation. Now, if you'd like to make a monetary donation, you know, obviously we'd appreciate that. But remember, my focus right now is on your prayers. So what you could do is you could go to either CatholicAudioMedia.com and hit the donate tab. You can also donate from our website, ST for stanthonyalston.org. If you'd like to send in a donation, feel free to do so at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And you want to put on the envelope St. Anthony Parish, and that's what you'd write the check to if you're writing a check. But the most important way to support us, besides your prayers from home, is also if you don't have a church to go to and you'd like to go to one, come to St. Anthony in Allston at our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. So we're talking about this powerful reality, and we're looking at that. So when you are watching this in the Stations of the Cross, when you're seeing this, one of the things to be focused on is where did the Pharisees get lost and how do you make sure you don't get lost? Now, where would they get lost? They'd get lost in pride. So what is the solution against pride? Is humility, is to be humble before the Lord and to recognize that if you are humble before the Lord will guide you, and but your humility actually drops down all of these walls that you would put up to do things that you think is what the Lord wants, but in fact he doesn't. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, they believed they were doing the Lord's work, and they weren't. But they didn't understand that because they were so lost in their will be done, not God's will be done. And they were so focused on their concern of the way the world was working, not the way they were, not necessarily the way God would want them to work in the world. How's that? That's a better way of putting it. So do you see that? So they had become obstinate. They had become so intense. And if you go look at the Stations of the Cross this week, you're going to notice this. It's very powerful. And anyone can fall to this also in the name of God. And it happens all the time. So you need to be humble before the Lord and allow the Lord to guide you. And it's a very powerful image. Now, one of the things to look at is what would you do to if you find yourself walking down that path? I know and God doesn't know and I'm going to do things. Or remember one of the things that happened when Jesus was speaking And he would say things, this is before his crucifixion, that would just anger the Pharisees. And you know that kind of thing where, you know what he said today? You know what he said today? And then he said this, but they could easily go back to their own scriptures, which is what Jesus tells them to do, and realize he was speaking exactly what the Lord wanted him to say all the way down the line. Remember that. And he said that, search your own scriptures. Notice also when Easter comes, one of my favorite readings is that whole story of the apostles on the way to, or the disciples on the way to Emmaus, when Jesus appears to them, and what does he say? Search the scriptures. So you can see that the information was clearly there, that everything that was going on was in fact, they were working against God's will in a sense. They were working, they were really obstinate in what they absolutely believed, they believed to be true. So if you can see that in those stations of the cross. And so again, what I'm saying is, how do you prevent yourself from walking down that path? Always make sure that you focus on the humility of listening to the Word of God and trusting in the Word of God. And that can be really difficult at times. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is, it's actually in a Catholic Bible, Sirach 2, 1 through 11. And it's a very powerful verse that reminds you that, you know, you will go through challenging times, but if you remain humble and trust in the Lord, then the Lord will do powerful things in helping you through those challenging times that will lead you to be more holy. And for in fire, gold is tested, is the line, and worthy men in the crucible of humiliation. It's all that humility that will lead you not to walk down that path. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.